Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
All right, quick and easy smoothies for beginners. Okay, have you ever heard someone mention a green smoothie and you wanted to gag, or you're like, nah, I'm not going to do a smoothie. I don't have time for that. Cleanup is too much. Well, I got to tell you, it's one of the best sources to get nutrient-dense food in you early, and cleanup can be a breeze. What do you think, Melanie? I'm here with Melanie Cole, sitting in for Decker Weiss. Do you drink smoothies, your family? What's going on there?
Oh, I do, and I make my kids breakfast in the morning, and always, if we're having eggs, they have, you know, eggs and fruit, some Greek yogurt. I always include a wonderful smoothie and put everything in there, from kale to spinach to avocado. I love avocados in a smoothie. And
yes,
bananas. We keep frozen fruit. Whenever fruit gets a little soft and I know the kids really won't eat it, I put it in a baggie and get it in the freezer. And that's what we use, with some Greek yogurt, almond milk. It's amazing.
Unbelievable. You know, and the thing about smoothies, and I want to make sure that the listeners know, this can be very easy, it can be quick, and it's effective. Now, I have a Vitamix, and a Vitamix, it's not the one that Lucille Ball and Ethel, that was a Vita Vitamix or something like that. But the Vitamix, but there's other juicers that are out there, not juicers, I should say, but you can use three things that I know of, okay? So I want to talk about this first. This is the hardware part, and then we're going to get into the software, right? The hardware is a blender. A simple blender is fine. You can throw everything in there, blend it up, put it in a to-go cup, and you're out the door driving if that's your lifestyle, okay? Number two, if you don't have a blender or you think the blender is a little bit too laborious to unscrew and clean up under the faucet, one of the favorite things that I've used before I had a Vitamix was a Thunder Stick. I call it a Thunder Stick, but what it is, it's a kitchen utensil. It's an emulsifier. It's a soup. You make soups with it. You see it on the Food Network all the time. What's it called? I don't know what it's called.
I have one. Use it all the time.
Yes. Yeah. So it's just, I call it a Thunder Stick. So basically there's a blade, right? This long thing. And you can put frozen, as you said, frozen bananas, frozen blueberries, your liquid, anything in there. And you just put that in there. And guess what? Simpler even than a blender, because you just wash off the tip. It goes into the clean part of the sink and you're out the door. The third thing I would say is a Vitamix. I mean, because it's great. The Vitamix, it's a little bit on the expensive side, but I tell you, I got the refurbished one. I got the smaller one so it could sit under my counter. And that is wonderful because you can just throw anything in there, flip a switch, and it is completely liquefied and you've got a great smoothie. Now, a lot of people that I've talked to don't really know what should go into a smoothie. And I want to talk about some of the things that I, you know, sort of introduced to beginner smoothies, especially in my practice. I call it the Island Blast. One of the recipes, and I'll throw a blog up on this, is a small to medium banana, okay? And as you said, I think they're really great when you do freeze them, because that adds that extra texture, kind of like a milkshake, and banana, that sweetness there. A rib of celery, a fourth of cucumber, a cup of fresh or frozen pineapple. Once again, I go for the frozen because I love that consistency. Get this, a small handful of parsley. Parsley is so medicinal. And then I always have organic ginger in the freezer. I cut off about a half an inch of it. I throw it in there, a cup of coconut water, and you just blast this. I just blast it to pieces, and you have got probably one of the best tasting, nutrient dense, okay? And this is what I love. Easy, effective smoothie. And you're out the door, and you're going to have a great day, I promise you.
Ooh, that sounds so good. You know, and I'm lucky, Dr. Holly, because my kids, because I've been feeding them the way that I've been feeding them ever since they were born, will eat anything. And I'm going to try that smoothie particularly tomorrow.
That it is amazing. Like
I wrote
I said,
it down as you said it.
You got to, so RadioMD.com, I am going to offer up these quick and easy recipes because I think they're so. Now, you mentioned avocado. And I just interrupted myself, which happens sometimes, but okay. You mentioned avocado, and people are like, avocado in a smoothie? Yes, I call this the creamy green. This is one avocado, Okay. Now, I do want to mention that please try and use organic produce and ingredients whenever possible. Okay. If not, you can clean produce really well. You can actually use basil, a basil vegetable scrub. You can make it just a couple organic basil leaves with a little bit of clean water, and you can rub off and scrub off and clean up your non-organic produce. And peel, of course, wherever noted, but you want to peel hopefully an organic avocado. So one avocado, and then one frozen medium banana, one orange peeled with the seeds removed. This is my kicker. This is a cup of spinach, and then 1.5 cups of unsweetened vanilla almond milk. This is the creamy green. This tastes so wonderful. And you've got spinach and avocado and banana and almonds. I mean, you've got good healthy fats. You've got great greens with lots of nutrients. You've got the beautiful banana, and then you've got that avocado in there, and it's amazing.
Well, people don't even realize, Dr. Holly, that almond milk adds that just touch. My kids much prefer it to if I were to use regular milk. They like the almond milk because it adds that little nutty taste. It just a little bit, though, and it's just so good, and it really thickens up a smoothie beautifully.
That's such a great, because people can get a little bit persnickety as far as consistencies or tastes, and these are just some basic beginner smoothies. You can go crazy and add anything. I mean, and the lovely thing, you already said this, right? The other thing about sort of getting into the smoothie lifestyle is that if you've got some food that's going to go bad, throw it in the freezer. As you know, that next morning, you can just put it into your smoothie and it can be used and you don't have to waste it. That's what I did. That's what I did today. It was awesome. There was a couple carrots that I thought, oh, that's probably the last day for those little guys. So the carrots went in. I saw my little organic tomatoes just getting a little wrinkly on the outside. I'm like, yep, that's going in too. And then, so my smoothie this morning was basically made out of all of my vegetables that I was just about to lose. And of course I had my frozen blueberries, so that's beautiful taste. I had a little bit of almond milk, so that's that consistency that got corrected. And it was wonderful. So this can also be utilized in a way where you can save money and really decrease the waste when you're getting used to buying produce more often. And if you're going to eat healthy, I always tell people, you got to be able to make at least 2 to 3 trips to the market or the farmer's market a week. That's really important change for folks.
Absolutely it is. And to think of all the food I used to waste before I realized doing that. But in Europe, they've always known that. They've always shopped every day or every other day. What do you think, Dr. Holly, about putting protein powders, whey, any of these kinds of powders? Because people add these to their smoothies all over the place.
Well, I think that in a pinch, it's great. And a lot of times I'll have somebody on a medical food. So we're trying to heal the gut. And this is a great way to get that in because sometimes it's a little bit chalky because there's a brown rice protein that it's made with. But I do think on a daily basis, we want to stick to more clean and real proteins. These protein products, so the bars and the foods and the mixes and the powders, have a lot of protein isolates. And I do believe that when you eat them consistently over a long time, they can start to build up and sort of decrease absorption of some of our other trace minerals. So I sometimes will just have a really nutrient-dense, I can get my leafy greens in a smoothie, right? So parsley, cilantro, spirulina, celery, cucumber, and then I'll poach myself an egg, or I'll eat some pumpkin seeds, or you know, a protein that's actually real food. I do think that's the healthier way to go on an average. However, in a pinch, if you just need to get out the door and a scoop of protein powder goes in, please make sure it's not genetically modified and it's organic and it's something that's hypoallergenic like brown rice.
Well, that is a great wrap-up to Smoothie 101 for beginners, trying her green, smooth green one and all the different fruits. Remember, don't waste your fruits and vegetables. Put them in the freezer, then pop them in a blender. Use anything you want to just blend them up. Make them for your kids. Add a little kiwi or some banana, and they taste wonderful. You're listening to It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science with Dr. Holly Lucille, and I'm Melanie Cole sitting in for Dr. Decker Weiss. Stay well.